Monads, all each and every monad has the following essential features. They're each is simple. It's windowless, which means it cannot be changed by anything existing outside it, that isn't God anyway. Nothing in the world. So no other monad can have any cause, can cause any change in what is essential in the nature of any other monad. Every monad is unique. It is immaterial or extensionless. It has no. It takes up no space. It doesn't exist in space. It is a. Each is a universal perspectival mirror, which reflects back everything that it perceives. It is perceptual, and that. And in saying that it's perceptual, one is not saying that it is conscious, because there are both conscious and unconscious perceivers among the monads. Each of them has an appetite and is autotelic, which means to be autotelic is to have a purpose that one follows automatically, and to have an appetite is simply for Leibniz, in the case of monads, to have the appetite to perform your function to serve the purpose that you exist to serve. All of these are universally interconnected and harmonized with each other. And the best analogy would be that the system of the monad in the world, the monad world, is something like a universal information processing network. Now, that's only part of the question. Are all monads necessary for the existence of the world, or can the world exist with even some missing? The answer I gave in class, in which Leibniz gives in the monadology, is no. Every monad is necessary. None can be extinguished without destroying the world in the process. How many kinds of monads are there? There are four, and I wrote these on the board for you. There is the non-organic, which consists of appetite and perception. The organic, which consists of appetite, perception, and nutrition, which means it can acquire information, because that's what it seems the monads exchange. And the next type coincides with what we perceive to be animals. And animal monads have appetite, perception, nutrition, and memory, so they can store information and then retrieve it. And then there's the human monad, which has appetite and perception, nutrition, memory, but also apperception, self-awareness, and reflection, the power to think.